Ross came out of folk dancing, and he said, "It's so dark out here, I can't see." And then he told a story about there was a dog howling. About a dog, and he lived in the house with the pigs. Yeah, he said, "What's that house made of?" He pointed to a house with bricks next to Bradford House on Josephine Street, and said, "What's that house made of?" And I said, "Made of bricks." And he said, "Bricks?" or something. He couldn't say it right. And he said, "Is that what it's made of?" Thank you. The mat on the front door was wet from our watering, and Ross said, "It started to rain, right?" And we said, no, Ross, we did the watering. I think Ross was bad at school today, and he said, "My teacher did put me in the corner, and I did cry." And Mary asked why, and he said, "Because I did like that." String around here. He wanted a string around his drum, and I said no. And he said, "Why, Daddy?" And I said, "'Cause I said no." And then Ross said, "Why, Daddy, you say no?" Right?
And I said, "No is a bad word."
And he said, "No is a bad word." And I said, "Yeah, no is a bad word." Recording, and Ross was listening to that little bit about no is a bad word just before, or actually before he heard that, he said, "And I said no is a bad word."
I said it.
Right, you said it. No, I know you said it. But I'm saying that he remembered that he had said no is a bad word when we were talking about the drum on the next day, the 22nd of February.
February.
What?
February.
Yeah.
Why monkey's up? No.
So?
Yeah.
Because he was full of pee.
Like you.
What?
Did he?
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. Pretty bad?
Yeah.
Well, do you need a bath?
No.
No? That's good.
And that's to keep my red stuff on.
That's it. Your red stuff?
Hey, what's this?
That's probably some pee-pee.
No.
What is it?
It's a mouse.
What else is it?
It got some teeth.
You got some teeth?
And they're pretty big.
Oh, that's your mouth.
And, yeah, and this is big, and my teeth are big.
Your teeth are big, yeah.
Yeah, and I got bite. Some food.
Okay, but you're not going to bite a little preschooler, are you?
No.
Would you bite Leah?
No.
How about, would you bite Jason?
No.
Would you bite Billy?
No.
Who would you bite?
Some food.
What kind of food do you want to bite?
I want to bite. Spaghetti.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Marty wants to bite some spaghetti too.
Me too.
You think Marty wants some
spaghetti?
You think Marty wants to bite some spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Spaghetti.
Let's eat dinner with spaghetti.
Right now?
Yeah.
No, let's eat breakfast.
I thought I wanted to eat spaghetti for breakfast. Yeah. Papa.
What, Mike? What did you say, Mike?
He said,
Marky?
Oh, he said that.
Marky?
I just go right here. Yeah.
Marky?
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 Like it back. Go!
Can we ask Marky if something? Ross, can we ask Marky if something?
Yeah.
Ross, ask
Marky. Not that full folk.
Ross said, I'm picking up the bottles that Marky throwed. He means the bottles that Marky threw.
This is February something or other. Sunday, anyway. 22nd or something like that. Anyhow, Mark has his little push-me-pull-you ding-ding thing. And he pushes it around, then he throws it down the stairs, and Ross brought it back up. And, Ross, I'll get you that later. Let me talk into this first. Anyway. So I said, he did it the second time, and he stood up there and screamed, and Ross went downstairs to get the push-me-pull-you. And I said, no, let Mark go get it himself. Let Mark go get it. But Ross went on down anyway, and Mark was standing at the top of the stairs and screaming and waving his arms at Ross, and he said to Ross, you go get that! He said that about a couple times.
Ross brought his toys in my room. He said, now play with me. Now I got all the toys for you to play with me. And a little bit before that, he said he was going to close the door, and he looked questioningly at me. Close the door? Just a little bit? So he knows how to series of
questions.
Okay. So Marky doesn't come in, right?
Okay.
Push it real hard. Push it. Good. Okay, Marky wants to come in now.
This Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Marky would like to come in.
Okay.
And can he play with us?
Huh?
Can Marky play with us?
No, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're big boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're big brothers. We're big brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Move back.
Got them all set up?
Yeah. I'm ready to try to get them. Please help me.
No, you can do it.
Help me!
Marky needs a cracker. Maybe Marky needs a cracker, or maybe he needs to some fun. Here, get some toys from us. We have some toys from us.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna get some.
I said, don't play with my Spider-Man toys, okay?
Don't close it, okay?
Sorry, Mark. Don't close it.
Okay,
careful, Mark. Marky, no, no, Mark!
Don't open
it! Look, no fighting. No fighting, boys. Okay, leave it open.
Oh, give it
open! Okay, now run. Go get the notes. Run, hurry. Go get it. Hurry, hurry.
Ross was turning the light off, and he said, so should I put this off or on, right?
Off or on?
On.
Off or on?
On. Okay.
What was that?
That was
open.
Oh, that was open. Did you get anything?
I don't know.
Did you get anything? I already told you. I just got Popeye with my hand and Brutus knocked over. And what he meant is I was Popeye and I used my hand to knock Brutus over. So it was a misuse of, mostly of knocked over. And then there's this funny thing, I just got Popeye with my hand. I don't know how to explain that. Okay, this is on February 26th, and I'm doing some recording here. went folk dancing last night, and when he came back, he said, I didn't get to dance at dance. I didn't. I didn't get to dance, but you did. What's wrong, Mark? Well, you want the bottle? Okay, Mark, the bottle. Obi-Wan wants the bottle, is that right? Okay, just a minute, Obi-Wan. Now, let me finish talking to the tape recorder, and then I'll give you a bottle, okay? And then Ross has, this is a couple things from the last few days. I came up and I said, I thought you were downstairs. And Ross said, I thought we were upstairs, which is a nice example of an analogy. And then we went out throwing the garbage away, and he said, but let's not throw your list away. It was actually the sales receipt from the grocery store. And I said, really? And he said, because it's your list. I want to keep it for you. And again, this is, well, obviously all the rhetorical stuff here in any of these sequences is important to note, getting reasons and so on. And then he came up to me, this was another time, he came up to me and he said, is this the Great Pumpkin Tape? And I said, no. And he said, no, this must be the Great Pumpkin Tape. And what he meant by that was that he has two blue cassette tapes, and if one of them is not the Great Pumpkin, the other one must be, which is the first case of very nice deductive reasoning that I've seen, certainly totally productive. And then I sent him another case here, is, well, I'll get myself more milk, and he said, I have some milk. So we don't need to do it. Again, all of these sequences, I think, are notable for the kinds of structures of taking exception, reasoning, and so on that they have. Also, Ross says, instead of unremarked, get set, go. He says, unremarked, get set, go. Is that right, Ross?
Okay.
And then he says, he talks about his buns, that's his bottom. He said, my buns, I fell on my buns. That's a good case of perspective reversal, where he wanted to talk about buns, but he couldn't figure out how to find a verb with that, so he had to change to I. So he said, my buns, I fell on my buns. That's it. Oh, wait, also last night, that's right, okay, last night he said, I want you to swim me, and I said, okay, you be a good boy. And I saw you. And I didn't swear for a while. I said, I was a good boy. Now you swear me. In other words, complaining that I hadn't fulfilled my promise. And that being a good boy was a prerequisite to the promise, and that he had fulfilled that prerequisite. Okay, also Ross can come up to Twilight, although he hesitates at various spots along the way, sometimes getting lost. And he can, usually gets lost after 5 and after 15, places like that. He can also count lines. That the only figures that he can actually properly count, rather than just reciting off numbers, are lines set up in a row. And Nathan is, he said, well, help me with the button. That's the first time. Help me with, I've seen. First time I've seen it, help me with. Here's another case. He said, don't throw that to my daddy, okay? Now, I'm not sure why he was saying that, but it shows throw to and all that. And he was talking to Marky, and he said, your hair sticks out. That's probably something somebody said to him. Marky, your hair sticks,
he's saying right now. Does your hair stick out, Russ?
No.
Oh, good.
And also took his bottle away, and he said, shucks.
Do you know how to say shucks? If I take your bottle, do you say shucks?
No.
Don't do it, Mark.
Don't do it, Mark.
It's not right.